Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, Executive Assistant Kathy Salcido, and Board Member Sylvie Galvan de Lucero, to talk to us about several events that they sponsor in Las Cruces. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. What is New Mexico Advocates for the Arts?
New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, otherwise known as NAMAFTA, as you can hear it referenced multiple times and throughout the community, was an organization that was put together as a nonprofit to promote, preserve, and fulfill all of the cultural needs that we find here in Las Cruces, especially focusing on the arts.
Such as?
Well, we've become an umbrella organization, ideally, and one of the things that the community might be more familiar with would be the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference, which is housed under that umbrella, and also the Las Cruces Mariachi Conservatory, which offers lessons in music and a place to practice and to grow as a musician.
So when did the New Mexico Advocates for the Arts come together? When was it formed?
Officially formed about 2 years ago, as we realized that the Las Cruces Mariachi Conference in and of itself, all of our board members had a lot more to offer, and we wanted to be able to provide multiple outlets and resources to our community. So we decided we needed to grow a little bit, and therefore we blossomed into the Advocates for the Arts.
How many people do you have on board?
We currently have 7 board members that work diligently throughout the year to come up with a variety of events to host and sponsor and just bring awareness to the community.
Why is this important?
Because our youth need to know about their culture. They need to have an outlet for their talent. And providing opportunities for education and growth through music, whether it's mariachi or folklorico, gives them another outlet alongside all of the other more popular things that are common in today's society.
Well, something new you're adding on is the Las Cruces Fitness Expo.
That's correct.
Kathy, would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, our first annual Las Cruces Fitness Expo will be held this weekend, April 6th and 7th, at the Las Cruces Convention Center. It is free to the public, and the event, we have over 20 vendors joining us, such as Club Fitness, we have Crunch Fitness, Juice Plus, Planet Fitness, Gym Magic Kids, Play It Again Sports, and many others. There's Rock and Jump Trampoline and NutriShop. Within our event, we will also have some exhibitions put out there during both days. Diverse Nutrition will have a Zumba crew performing for us. We have Dwell Yoga, Gym Magic Kids, and we will also have a panel of fitness coaches and nutritionists.
And how is this important to our community?
I believe health and wellness has always been a priority, especially when we become more of a technology-based society. We tend to be very sedentary. So we needed to provide Las Cruces with an area where they could go and find all of the physical fitness type activities that are available to them throughout the community. And it's another way to help members of our community who are involved in that aspect of health provide information in one set location. So everybody can come to us and enjoy, browse around, find out what works best for them and everything that there is available throughout the area of Las Cruces.
And at the same time, support New Mexico Advocates for the Arts.
Correct.
And you already told us you have there could be 20 vendors, several fitness organizations, nutritionists. How do the kids feel about this? Have you talked to them?
I think the majority of our kids are pretty excited when it comes to an event like this, especially those that get to be part of the exhibitions. Our Gym Magic kids are super excited about just having an opportunity to come out and show off what they know. And our kids at the New Mexico Conservatory as well, it's something that they see that will benefit them in the long run, because all of this kind of leads in, it's a good segue into the buildup for open registrations for the Las Cruces Mariachi Conference coming up in the fall.
And in the fall, meaning in November.
Correct. It's going to be happening in November. We'll be opening up registrations later this spring, and we'll be providing a list of our incoming performers and instructors. We're trying to put together a team this year of very well-known mariachi and folklorico instructors that will be coming in to support the event.
And what are some of the other events that you help out with the New Mexico Advocates for the Arts?
Another big event we have coming up, and this will be the third year that we'll be hosting this event, is a golf tournament, which we are super excited about. It takes place in September, so start making plans, make notes in your schedule that we have a great golf tournament coming up. And it's in the fall, so it's not too hot. It's just taking advantage of the beautiful views and being out there on the golf course. And it's a great way to support the New Mexico Advocates for the Arts and everything that it provides for our youth throughout the community. And then during those fall months as well, we also incorporate our Mariachi Sundays in Mesilla. They are also free to the public. We try and do as much as we can to provide activities for the community to become involved in. So those Mariachi Sundays will take place on the Mesilla Plaza in the months of September and October. And it's just a nice afternoon. You get to come out and enjoy. Emily, I believe you've come out and shared those evenings with us as well.
That's right. As a mistress of ceremonies helping out with that, I really enjoy working with all of the students and all of the performers.
We love having you there, and the students always look forward to you, and they always go, oh, that's the lady we hear on the radio all the time. So it's nice to put a face to the voice that we hear. That also leads us to our student showcase, which will now, thanks to the beautiful theater that we have available, outdoor amphitheater in the Las Cruces Plaza, we will be presenting for the second time this year as a grand finale to the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference will be the student showcase. And because of the beautiful venue that we have and a partnership that has slowly grown with the city of Las Cruces, it is now an event that is free to the public. So we invite you all to come out and participate in that with us. Then we'll also be leading into the Noche de Gala fundraiser, which is a beautiful dinner that was debuted last year, where it features a full-on course meal as well as entertainment provided by the host mariachi.
And Sylvie, how did you get involved with the board?
You want the long version or the short version? I actually was a participant in the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference when I was in high school, and that was a really, really long time ago, so I'm not going to give years. And I have loved it. I've been a part of the folklorico community since I was, like I said, a young girl, and just felt like I had so much more to give. So as time has passed and as I've become a professional and more involved in the community, I wanted to find a way to give back and to help support the events and help it to grow. And I found a foot in the door through the board.
And did you play an instrument when you were in the mariachi?
No, actually, I danced. I was a dancer and performer with Folklorico, but my sisters both played violin, so they were musicians as well. So it was a great way for us to do something as a family and be involved, and Mom didn't have to be driving us to all different corners of town. It was very centrally located, and through that, we have built friendships that have stretched across the United States and internationally as well, and all of us have been part of the folklorico and mariachi community, like I said, since we were children, and those friendships have just grown and developed over time.
So you're definitely a testament about the passion you have for mariachi and the ballet folklorico.
Most definitely. I mean, what it brought to us and becoming more familiar and stronger in our culture and our heritage. I grew up listening to my parents sing and perform music in the community. Some people might even be familiar with them performing at the church as well. And it just gave us another way to connect and be part of that tradition. And, you know, now that we can share it with others in the community, there's nothing more that fulfills my heart any more than that.
And Kathy, how did you get involved with the New Mexico Advocates for the Arts?
Well, actually, it started with the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference. My husband, Felipe Salcido, he is a board member of the New Mexico Advocate for the Arts, but he has been involved with the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference since the very first year, 26 years ago. I have always supported what he did, but back in the year about 2000, I stepped in and started getting involved a little bit more. And so this is where I've come, and this is why I help them out.
And Kathy, how have you seen students grow from all of these events?
Oh, well, they have grown over the years. I have watched many of them come in as young performers, vocalists, mariachi, performing in groups. And over the years, they have just gotten stronger. And as of right now, some of them even lead the groups. They are the instructors. They are the mariachi directors. And so they have grown over the years. And they come back to us year after year to attend the conference.
And now they can participate in getting fit.
Correct. They that can come correct. Back and help support the event, spread the words to their friends and family, and find ways because, and they can all tell you, it's a very busy and challenging life to be performing all the time and keeping up with a busy schedule. So keeping physically fit is very important. And finding ways to do that throughout the community and what best fits you, whether it's yoga, gymnastics, Pilates, whatever that may be, there's a little bit of everything that is going to be presented at this event this weekend. So we just like to invite the community to come out and join us and support us and just enjoy a nice event this weekend. People are always looking for things to do.
And again, that's going to be on Saturday, April the 6th and Sunday, April the 7th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Las Cruces Convention Center, 680 East University Avenue in Las Cruces. And free to the public, open to everyone. Everyone is invited.
Open to everyone, yes. And we're also going to be raffling off some great prizes at the door. So, you know, come by and pick up your raffle tickets. There's going to be different prizes such as gym memberships and activities and, you know, travel opportunities that you could possibly win. So you never know. Come on out.
Well, I really appreciate you both coming out and talking to us about your premier event, the Las Cruces Fitness Expo. But first of all, about New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, which is so important to our community.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to come out and talk to you about this event and all the others that are coming.
Yes, thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, Executive Assistant Kathy Salcido and Board Member Sylvie Galvan de Lucero. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.